April, firstly, before we even get the show started, there are now two feeds, both on Apple Podcasts and everywhere you get your Apple Podcasts from. Because I know you can't stand listening to the Frank and Culture Podcast. So we split it into two feeds. Frank and Steiner Presents and Frank and Culture Presents. Frank and Steiner is where you're going to get all your wrestling and get the KO. Mm-hmm. And Frank and Culture Presents is where you're going to get all of our shows.
I don't know what that difference means, but sure. Yes.
Great. So you know how everything is on one feed right now? Frank and Culture Presents, you get wrestling shows, video game shows, our movie podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, there will be a feed for wrestling and sports and a feed for pop culture and nerd stuff.
Okay.
Just a heads up.
Thanks.
Let's do the show.
Cool. I don't notice any difference. They both still pop up on my podcast.
Well, for now, because we haven't given anybody... This is the warning. Hey, sports stuff is going to stop showing up on here. So sub to the other one for the sports shows. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody, and welcome to... April's shaking her head. Dynamite SmackDown, your weekly recap of AEW Dynamite and WWE SmackDown. I am your host, Steve Acorny, joined as always, except next week when she's abandoning us, April.
Hi, we also haven't done it in like weeks because we were sick and it was sick. Oliver's birthday.
And it was our son's birthday.
So technically we both abandoned it.
No, you're abandoning me. Hmm.
Bye.
What's happening?
Nothing. I need to go back to the mall.
It is days before Christmas. Target was crazy.
The mall got pretty crazy. It wasn't crazy in the beginning, but it got crazy. Like
when it first opened? That's mm-hmm. The secret.
That's the secret.
What time's it open tomorrow?
Probably 10.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll just probably take him with me.
A peek inside the lives. April has 5 days off to watch all the wrestling. Do all the podcasts.
True.
You want to get into it?
Sure.
We will start with this, right? December 18th, 2019. AEW Dynamite.
Yeah.
This show was a pretty stacked show because it was going up against NXT, which had...
Rhea Ripley and Shayna. And
yeah. Two title matches. A bunch of gobbledygook.
I'm pretty sure NXT won.
It did. It did win in the ratings. Mm-hmm. And beat in the demographic.
Everybody seemed really into the NXT show.
I thought this Dynamite show was good.
You're biased because you are just so mad at WWE in general.
That doesn't sound like me. I was trying to think of, because we watched most of Raw. I was trying to think of what happened on Raw, and literally the only thing I could think of is the Lana. Yeah, that's Lana it. Lana
and Bobby Lashley.
That's all I could think of.
And she said, "Do you have to marry me or something?"
Yeah. I want you to ask me to marry me.
Yeah, cool.
What? SmackDown was a much better show. So, show opened up with Hangman Page and Kenny Omega versus Lucha Bros. Mm-hmm. Tag match. No commercial interruptions. A pretty good opener. Lucha Bros are an amazing tag team in general. Omega and Page have been tagging and not really getting along.
Have they been? Have they not been getting along?
No, because there's been like Omega went for like a double like high five with both mm-hmm. of his hands, and Page just like walked away from him, and I think Adam Page quit being the Elite on YouTube. A lot of stuff going on. And then there was some miscommunication in this match. And Adam Page hit
from NXT.
Kenny Omega with that flipping clothesline. Mm-hmm. And then Lucha Bros won the match. After the match, Adam Page and Omega get in each other's faces. Mm-hmm. But then Pac shows up on the AEW Tron and attacks Michael Nakazawa. We don't really know what happened.
Yeah.
But Michael Nakazawa disappears. So Kenny Omega goes running to the back, gets jumped by the Lucha Bros again. And then Adam Page like helps him out, and then they go looking for Michael Nakazawa. But nothing like ever comes of that or the rest of the show.
Yeah. I don't feel like I remember seeing any of that. I just remember going to commercial and he ran to the back.
It was all, most of that stuff was in like the little picture in picture.
Didn't pay attention.
Oh, April. What would you grade that match?
Like a B.
Yeah. It was good. We got the Darby Allin Cody Rhodes match. I think you went for a walk.
Okay, because I was like, I don't remember this match at all.
Oliver and April went for a walk during this match. Darby and Cody versus Butcher and the Blade. Butcher and the Blade are a really good tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Cody and Darby are a really good tag team. Darby hit the coffin drop on the Butcher, like on the ring apron.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part of the ring.
Okay.
There's another good spot where like Butcher had Darby Allin in a submission. Cody kept kicking him. And the Butcher just sat there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like the Germinator. But Darby and Cody win. Pin the Butcher on the Blade. The Bunny's face was in pure shock. We also found out via YouTube that Butcher and Blade were brought in by MJF. I don't know if you were aware of that.
No.
Yeah. There's a lot of YouTubing going on.
Stupid.
So you need to kind of watch everything, because
I don't have any social media.
15
and YouTube.
YouTube is not social media.
But I mean, but I feel like too, they like try to like be like, go watch it on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you can like subscribe on YouTube and get like alerts.
Yeah. I have no interest in doing any of that. So cool.
What would you, you didn't even watch that match. It was an A match. It was really good. Darby Allin's fucking over. Cody's over. Butcher and the Blade were over.
Everyone's over.
Everyone's over. Then we got Awesome Kong in action. And the first time in a while, I feel like.
Mm.
Against someone named Elise. Mm. Pretty quick pin. 1, 2, 3. Cuts a chunk of hair out. Is this when? No. And then we also got another peek at that bald dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because a couple weeks ago.
We still don't know who he is.
Yeah, there was like a promo of the Nightmare Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy was petting some bald guy's head.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes, April. That's all Jungle Boy needed to last in the next contest.
Yeah.
We're not going to grade that squash match. It was a squash match.
Oh, I was like.
The Awesome Kong match.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah. Just see. That's what I'll say. So yeah, Jungle Boy versus Chris Jericho. Been teasing for like a week or two now. What did you think of this match?
It was good.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho is just slow looking to me. I don't know if it's because he's getting like a little like thick. He's not like fat. He's just getting like, he's big. And Jungle Boy is so like.
Ripped.
Yeah.
Jungle Boy's whole family was ringside.
But, like, I just feel like he's, like, dancing circles around him. You know what I mean? Jungle Boy is.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho's just a really good bad guy.
Yeah.
He's just like.
And at this point, yeah, I would consider Jericho as a heavyweight.
That's what I mean. He's definitely a heavyweight.
And, like, Jungle Boy is lightweight. Yeah, cruiserweight, as we call him in WCW. But, I mean, Jericho used to be, like, that small.
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's just, like, I can feel like. Their dynamic kind of work, but sometimes it looked a little, like, sloppy.
Yeah. They last the whole 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho had Jungle Boy in the walls. Jungle Boy refused to tap. 10 minutes went through. Mm-hmm. In between, we did get, I'm going to fuck it up if I don't look, Jake Hager attacking Jungle Boy, which brought over Luchasaurus and Marco Stunt.
Mm-hmm. Then they were all kicked out.
Rev Aubrey kicked them all out. And then it was a fair match. After the 10 minutes, Jericho asked for 5 more minutes, which Jungle Boy like almost pinned him like 3 or 4 times. And then Jericho just ran away. It was great.
Yeah.
He comes back and trashes the ring, like the ringside area. Gets in the face of like Jungle Boy's sister.
And she's into it. She's into yelling at him.
Yeah. And then he cuts a promo about like Jon Moxley joining the inner circle.
Because he wants you to just forget everything that just happened.
Yeah.
Well, and also...
Tony Schiavone was there, like, to interview him.
Oh, hey, you know, he lasted 10 minutes. He's like, oh, but he didn't win. And he's like, but that's not what you said. You said he couldn't last. And he's like, no.
No, I didn't. That's not what I said. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
The dogs are barking.
I hate them. But yeah, super funny. Jericho calls him Schiavone, which is probably one of my favorite things. What would you rate that Jungle Boy Jericho match?
It was like an A minus.
Yeah, totally. Really good work. Jungle Boy is just over.
They did bring up his dad a lot this time.
Well, and it's funny.
They're tying that in.
It's funny because, like, man, probably like the second or third week of AEW, JR was calling him Jungle Boy Jack Perry. Mm-hmm. And, like, people were shitting up. People were shitting all over JR, like, that's not his name, that's not his name. But now, like, it seems like it's his name.
Yeah, I think that they're acknowledging it. But I thought, like, you were the one that said it, that you didn't want them to do that. It feels very WWE-ish because it's, like, putting that in their face that he's, like, Luke Perry's son.
Well, I feel like more so, like, when he died, it would have been, like, what are you looking at?
Your pants are so ripped.
That's a sign of a good denim. I learned that from The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
You just let the denim do what it does. Mm. Like, they would have been, like, pushing his death a lot more than what AEW has been doing. Like, yeah, he's Luke Perry's son, but
yeah,
I don't feel like that's... It's not like Charlotte. Like, Ric Flair's daughter.
You really hate Charlotte.
I cannot stand Charlotte Flair.
Wowzers.
We watched TLC.
And it was so...
When we were sick.
Perfect.
And it was the worst...
I was sick as shit.
...pay-per-view I have ever seen.
It was not great.
First off, they started an hour early. I don't know why.
They started an hour early.
They started them at 4 now. It used to always start at 5.
I always thought it started at 4.
No. It was 4, 5, 6, 7. That would put it at 7. They would always start at 8, 8 to 11.
I don't know. But yeah, you just hate Charlotte.
I do.
So mad.
Yep, Charlotte sucks. We get a number one contenders match for the women's title between Britt Baker and favorite of the show, Chris Statlander. This was, I feel like this was the...
Did you hear Wrestling Observer talk a bunch of shit about her?
About her promos? Yeah. I don't mind her promo.
I didn't mind it either. I like the alien thing.
Yeah, it's like it's a character.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad at all.
No.
But they were talking about dude, shit
sometimes
about
like Meltzer is really off. Like,
well, I think maybe he doesn't understand that alien is like a trendy thing right now anyways. Like all the I'm wearing an alien shirt right now.
You are.
It's very like on trend with young people.
Storm Area 51.
Yep.
But even beyond that, like, it's not over your head alien stuff, I feel like. It's, I don't know, it's just more interesting than...
That's just kind of weird.
Yeah. It's a character.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody... We have a Jungle Boy, for fucking Christ's sakes. Why don't you shit all over that? And a Luchasaurus. Hold on. And a Marco Stunt.
Okay. So, this match was for the... To get the title match, right?
Yeah, number one contender.
Okay.
Britt Baker still sucks.
Oh, my God.
Can't stand Britt Baker.
Damn.
She's the worst.
Wow.
Yeah. Chris Statlander pulled out the victory.
It's a little harsh.
I don't like her. Go do your teeth shit and fuck off out of wrestling. After the match, Tony Schiavone is on there to interview Chris. She says a couple things and then Brandy comes out.
Does she do the weird nose thing like boop?
Boop. Yeah, she boops people. Which I don't mind either. Whatever.
All right, so Brandy comes out.
And, like, is trying to get Chris to join the Nightmare Collective.
Is that what their name is?
Yes. She does not. She says, no. She goes, Oh, no, no, no.
Like our son.
Like our son. Waves her finger back and forth. And then Brandy takes the heel of her shoe and jams it into Chris Trylander's eye.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous. Good thing we're off this week. Get well soon, Chris Statlander. What did you think of that match?
I thought it was pretty good. B.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah, A minus B plus. We'll get a Chris Statlander match versus Riho on January 1st. Mm-hmm. If her eye isn't all fucked up.
Okie dokie.
Then we get the main event. Young Bucks versus SCU. Mm-hmm. There was a little backstage segment with SCU and the Lucha Bros where Christopher Daniels like walked away.
Yeah.
When is he going to turn, April?
I don't have an answer.
It's going to happen, right?
I don't know. Maybe, but why? Why would that guy go on his own? I don't even know who he is. I don't think he has a built enough character to turn.
He is a goddamn veteran of the ring.
I don't know him.
He's been wrestling forever.
Okay, but I haven't been watching wrestling forever, and I'm coming to AEW as a new. Ring of Honor champion.
TNA champion. He was crippled.
Was he actually crippled?
No, remember? They like gave him that pile driver. Mm. What did you think of this match?
It was good.
Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. Young Bucks.
This show overall was just like, it was good. It wasn't like great.
Yeah, it wasn't like amazing.
No.
Like the Jericho match was pretty good. Might be the match of the night.
But that's just because of the story that's behind it. I feel like everything else just was like, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I felt a little bored.
SCU kept the titles.
Yeah.
What would you grade the match?
It was a B.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like they should have let them win.
The Young Bucks?
Why are they just letting those guys lose 1,000 times?
I don't know. I mean, I was shocked when they won to get the chance for the title. Because they have been losing so much. What are you looking at?
Sprout. He's dumb. Yeah. This show was just okay.
I mean, that wasn't even the end. Remember? Yeah,
I know what happens at the end.
Dark Order comes out and just attacks like fucking everybody. Makes everybody look like geeks.
Yeah.
Dustin comes out.
Join the Dark Order.
Gets beat up. Cody didn't come out, huh? Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure he did.
But everybody and their mother came out.
He did. He for sure came out.
Adam Page, Dustin, Kenny Omega, Christopher Daniels.
Now you have to look, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Who came out? Yeah, Cody, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Hangman Page did not come out. But he quit the Being Elite show, so it makes sense.
Ooh, they give him a C.
Bleacher Report's not fucking around. It was a pretty interesting way to end the show.
I saw my client yesterday that was working for Bleacher Report. One of the two of them.
Oh, thank God.
The other one still is.
Thank God.
We're trying to get some free tickets to the...
pew, pew, pew.
Which show? Which pay-per-view?
All In? Double or Nothing?
I think it's Double or Nothing.
I think it's Double or Nothing. I think you're correct.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
We also watched Dynamite.
Yeah, we did.
After Dark.
This is the show.
After Dark? Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. And that Orange Cassidy match was fucking amazing.
Oh, God. If Steve could just go ahead and go be best friends with the best friends and Orange Cassidy.
Best friends, Orange Cassidy versus Pac and whatever.
Those people. Those neon people.
Yeah.
Who are they?
I can't remember their name. And Helico and Jack Evans.
Well, that's when I saw the alien chick too, right?
Yes, she wrestled on that show as well.
See, I remember her.
But that Orange Cassidy match.
It was good.
It was great.
That match was good.
Yeah, and then she cut a promo in the elevator.
Yep.
That's right, which is when it wasn't a bad promo at all.
Yeah, I just thought it was so random to be in the elevator.
They probably thought the elevator was going to close sooner, too.
Yeah.
Because it was like a freight elevator.
Yeah.
You got to push the button. All right.
What are you going to rate that overall show? B minus.
Yeah. Yeah, like a B.
Average. I would even say a C. I didn't give anything a C, but I just feel like it was an average show.
Yeah.
The only thing that made it really good was the Jericho and Jungle Boy.
I think it should have been for the title. They should have made it for the title. Yeah.
No. I think it should have been at the end.
You know what they definitely need is they need a title that's defended more on TV. So they need, you need like a television title.
Mm-hmm.
Like three belts and just keep it that way.
Yeah.
Three singles champions. Because
three singles champions. There's only one.
We get the men's, the women's, and the television.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, fuck me. Well, they've already said they're not going to do intergender. So
they're not going to do intergender.
Intergender matches.
Oh, they're not?
No. Which is fine. I don't need to see chicks versus dudes. I don't think there's anybody on the women's roster right now.
Oh, I thought you just meant like in general, they wouldn't have guys and girls like in the ring together. Like, you know what I mean? Like in general, I'm like, that's fucking
they're going to keep it segregated.
I was like, this is
no men and women in the ring at the same time at all.
This is not going to work at all.
Was it like, it was last week's show with Penelope Ford doing like all the flippy dippies.
Flippy Dippies. I don't know who that is.
That's a blonde chick that did like the outside Hurricanrana
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Oh. I don't have a game prepared.
You're the worst. I haven't played a game in a while.
I know.
All right. Are you ready to do SmackDown? You're ready. You are smiling and happy.
SmackDown from December 20th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Show opens up with Daniel Bryan coming out, talking a bunch of shit about Bray Wyatt, not remembering what happened, but remembering
he has
like
no memory.
Yeah, no memory at all. People, everyone asked me where I went, and I said I have no idea.
What? Why are you so annoyed with that?
It's such a, like an easy way out for them. Tell me where he went. Tell me. But he also says like, he didn't even notice the beard and stuff. He just noticed that was like, was it a gimmick? What do you kept? You have glitter super close to your eye.
Okay.
Like a franchise? Is that what he called it? Product? I don't know.
Oh, you mean he was referring to himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was referring to himself as like a, not like a gimmick, but like Daniel Bryan, the brand or something.
That's what it was. Brand. Thank you. Yeah. And that the beard and the long hair was a brand and it wasn't him. And his child was crying because she only knew the brand. And then The Miz comes out.
You know what? Birdie probably did cry.
I mean, there's all those videos of that stuff.
Well, you could all, I mean, you always, remember like Oliver, like, I feel like if like he didn't think it was you, he would probably cry.
Yeah.
And he looks very different.
Yeah. And I think if I shaved my beard, Oliver wouldn't, it would take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Miz comes out.
Well, because he asked Bray Wyatt to come out, and instead it's Miz.
In his stupid coat and his stupid glasses.
Why are you hating on the Miz?
I just think about what Brian Alvarez was saying about the pay-per-view.
The pay-per-view, he was, like, dorky. But, like, I like the Miz.
This overall is the most important match of my career. Awesome. Bray Wyatt does full entrance.
Anyways, so Corbin comes out.
Yeah, then Corbin interrupts.
Bunch of shit.
It says they both suck. They both couldn't be Bray Wyatt. He wants to be Bray Wyatt. Mm-hmm. And they're both horrible fathers.
Yeah.
They go to attack Corbin. April's boyfriend, Dolph Ziggler, comes out.
No.
And then they attack.
That's incorrect. I don't like him at all.
They attack Miz and Bryan.
Yeah.
Leave them wanting.
Why are they homies? Is it just because Rude is out from doing all his drugs?
You know what I read about Epico?
I don't know who that is.
He was the other guy that got suspended. He was one of the Los Matadores. And then Primo and Epico.
Okay, whatever. Get on with it.
They like called him to go do a drug test. And then he was in like Cuba or some shit, Puerto Rico. And he's like, well, I'm not flying just to do a drug test. Like, pay for my flight and I'll come do it. And then he didn't hear anything. And then they just released that he was suspended. So he didn't even take a drug test.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. So then we find out we're going to get Corbin and Ziggler versus Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
Later tonight. That's the main event. we get a backstage interview with Heavy Machinery about
the fight.
Poor Otis's ham.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mandy Rose comes and says, I got you in Secret Santa, and I got you a new ham, and then kisses him on the cheek. And Otis looks so happy.
I want them to date in real life. Can that actually happen?
I would very much love that.
Yeah.
So then Otis brings down the ham to the ring because they're having a SmackDown tradition, April, a Miracle on the 34th Street fight. And you thought they were going to fight literally in the streets.
I did. I was like, wow, they're having a street fight?
It's a hardcore match. Usually there's more like plunder than this match. I feel like this match really didn't have anything crazy.
He was like sucking on a ham. What crazier do you want?
By the way, it's Heavy Machinery versus the Revival, by the way.
What? That's what he was doing.
Otis was sucking on a ham. Well, no, so they brought the ham down and put it under Corey Graves' watch fly, which I wouldn't trust him to hold my enemy.
He'll probably try to sleep with the ham.
Yeah. There was a table spot. They put Otis at a table. Usually, like, in all those boxes is different things. But really, I feel like all they used, there was a candy cane-striped kendo stick and a bowling ball.
They went through that. Oh, the box was the bowling ball.
Yeah. And, like, that was really about it.
Maybe they're on a budget.
I don't think.
No, there was a Christmas tree. Remember they put the Christmas tree
in there? Oh, yeah. And I said that how much that would actually fucking hurt. Because those fake Christmas trees hurt.
They used a Christmas tree.
So fucking pokey. Oh, and Legos.
And Legos.
Oof, there was a Lego spot.
That was bad.
Which I've stepped on the big Legos, and those fucking things hurt.
They all hurt. Oliver laughs so hard in the Lego movie, too, when Maya Rudolph steps on it, and she's like, ay, 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 and he's laughing so hard. And I'm like, wow, you're rude. our kid is mean.
Oliver is Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
During the match, Revival trashes the ham, unfortunately. Yeah.
And he's like, no, my ham.
Heavy Machinery actually wins.
They did.
Which was shocking. I thought for sure they were going to fucking lose. So Heavy Machinery pulls out the victory. They bring the ham into the ring, and that's when Otis is sucking on that ham, like April said.
Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
By the way, we've gone 45 minutes into the show with only one match.
Cool.
It's a two-hour-long show.
Cool.
Then we get another backstage segment with Otis and the ham and Mandy. And he says, I'm sorry, I took the ham out of the ring. She's like, oh, don't. It's okay. Excuse me. Is Heavy Machinery here right now? And Mandy hugs him. And you could just tell that they like squirted him with a bunch of fucking oil because he was like glimmering.
Not me. I couldn't tell.
He was 100% sweaty.
He was sweaty in the match.
Because he had that fucking Santa jacket on.
That's what I mean. He was sweaty in general.
But he would have patted himself down.
And I was like thinking it so much when I was like, is she really going to hug him and it's going to be all over her dress? And then of course.
Yeah, it had to be like oil. Because it was I think it was definitely oil, but I mean,
I would be pissed, man. Her dress, probably her own dress.
She didn't look that mad. Oh, fuck, they'll give you another dress.
She looked disgusted.
We'll give you another dress.
She
just looked
at her dress and she was like, what the fuck?
She, you know what? If this storyline is any indication, she probably went home and just smelled it. She loves Otis. What would you rate that match, April?
Like a B.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of street fight, it's whatever. Yeah, then.
Okay.
Revival's in the ring and cuts a fucking promo.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Drifter comes out.
Why are you staring at me like a psychopath?
Because I'm trying to remember as well.
Then.
He sings a song.
Then.
Revival get mad and leave. But it was so weird. Like the song was just shitting all. There was like a Caitlyn Jenner joke, and just him shitting all over the Revival.
Yeah, it was weird.
Dumb.
Will Elias ever wrestle again?
F.
Okay.
I don't know.
Scroll down.
Was he a good wrestler? I feel like
I've only seen him wrestle like four times, so I don't know.
Even remember. I feel like in three of those times were against Braun Strowman.
Probably. Oh no, this match.
Then we get Carmella versus Sonya Deville.
For no reason. Like, just because.
No reason
at
all. I
have no idea why they're wrestling.
Match didn't last very long. Mm-mm. They weren't on the same page at all. April noted that the fans
were not.
They could not care.
Were not into it.
Less about this match.
Yeah.
And Carmella got the AR intro. With, uh-huh, like, the dollar signs.
Uh-huh.
And pyro.
You were so mad that she used pyro.
What the fuck?
I don't think they used pyro yet.
No, she's the first one. What are we doing?
F-A-B-U-L-O-U.
What? Yeah, Carmella made Sonya Deville tap out.
Yeah, that was whack. The whole thing was whack.
Whack.
They really like Sonya Deville, though. I feel like she's been on TV, like, pretty consistently.
April, you might not know this. She's the first openly lesbian.
Holy shit. Is she really? It's only in the sidetron for her notes. The only accomplishments by her is first openly gay female wrestler. I'm like, what the fuck?
What a great accomplishment.
It's cool, but, like...
You're cool. It's like... I mean, that's who she is.
That's not a stat.
No. What?
Now you're just telling her personal, put her social security up number right next to it. Because you're just telling her personal life.
Home
now.
Address is. What would you
grade? That was a D.
Yeah, totally. Not good at all.
D for dumb.
D for dumb. We get Sami Zayn in the back talking to Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm your Secret Santa. Just want to know what to get you.
Why are they all having Secret Santas? I feel like Sami Zayn doesn't celebrate Christmas, in my opinion.
I think he does.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Isn't he like a religion that doesn't celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, but I think that's it's like kind of like an American thing.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, we're not really a religious group of people, but we celebrate Christmas. He's not Mormon.
No, I know he's not Mormon. Come on.
April's just so disgusted.
All right, go on with this story. I got you for Secret Santa. And he's like, isn't he like, I don't want anything from you.
No, he's like, I was going to get you some gloves, you know, get these hands. Mm. And Braun Strowman says a bunch of stuff and it doesn't matter. And then Cesaro and Shinsuke show up to save this segment. And Cesaro's like, did you tell him about the gloves? Sami Zayn's like, yeah, he's not interested.
So stupid.
But then Braun says, I know what you can get me. How about an intercontinental title match? Sami's like, oh, I forgot. We're in a really important tag match tonight. I can't do it. Sorry. And then fade to black. Applause break. It's like a play. Then we get New Day versus Shinsuke and Cesaro.
Is Sami Zayn ever going to wrestle again?
I almost like him more as a manager.
Hmm.
He's like Weasley and...
He's a good manager.
Yeah, super funny.
I would assume that maybe he wants to wrestle because it's what he's done his whole life.
How many more tag teams is Cesaro going to get put in?
Oh, man, like a 30.
It's so fucking
Cesaro
crazy.
Cesaro cannot stand alone for them for some reason. They will never nuts. Consider him a standalone guy.
That's so stupid. He lifted Big Show up. On his own.
They should put that in the sidetron for his notes.
lifted Big Show
all by himself.
Because, I mean...
Praise emoji.
I feel like as long as you've been watching, he's only been in tag teams. Because he was in it with TJ.
And then he was in like the four... With the
four
people. The
United Nations, or whatever the fuck they called it.
Yes.
Which was Rusev, Wade Barrett.
Sheamus
and him. Then he was in We the People. Then he was in...
Don't remember that at all.
With Jack Swagger.
I don't even remember Jack Swagger on TV my whole time.
Maybe he was in We the People and then TJ.
I only remember seeing him as like basically how like Titus O'Neil is. You'll just see him like every so often. That's what I remember about Jack Swagger.
Titus is still
and clearly
employed.
Jack Swagger seems like a D-bag in real life with True. His shitty comment. So
and then he was in that group with Sheamus
yep.
For years.
The bar.
Yeah, for years.
Years. And now they're making Sheamus standalone.
Yeah. Well, Sheamus is, I mean, he's former world champion. He beat Daniel Bryan.
He's in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Excuse me. I think we have a fact for the side of his titantron.
Movie star.
Movie star Sheamus.
So yeah, Cesaro just can't be on his own.
Pretty good match. Again, anything with Cesaro and Nakamura and New Day. I mean, they're all four of those guys are really fucking good. Kofi was throwing those fucking pancakes so far.
I know, you couldn't get over it.
Dude, they were hitting like the lower bowl. That's fucking crazy.
Those people were so excited.
Oh yeah. Unless they weren't paying attention.
He's just throwing like a frisbee.
Pelted. But it's a pancake. I feel like it would just like fall apart.
Not if they're cold and old. It's not like they're fresh off the pan.
He's just throwing piping up pancakes into the crowd.
Then they would fall apart. I'm pretty sure they're like pretty cold now. Jesus.
20 people scolded by pancakes after New Day's skit goes too far. New Day wins. I feel
and
like
then Braun Strowman comes out.
Yeah. Well, were they attacking New Day after the match?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Braun comes out and runs over everybody.
Oh my God. He didn't do his run around the ring thing, right?
He did. He did a little bit. April's very disinterested in the show.
What day was this? Oh, I mean,
it was Friday.
I had worked like a 9-hour shift and my break wasn't until like 2 o'clock from 8 in the morning. So, yeah. No, I was not in the show. I was exhausted.
I feel like they missed an opportunity they should have had Braun dress up like Santa Claus.
Or an elf. That would have been even funnier.
Oh, my God. An elf would have been perfect.
Like Elf. He should have dressed up as Elf. Like,
you know, that
Will Ferrell.
April has an elf shirt and it still works. It still screams.
Yeah. My coworker the other day thought it was just like a puffy pad. And then she pushed it. She's like, oh, my God, it talks. I was like, yeah. I think I'm going to wear that shirt on Christmas this year, like to the Christmas celebration.
I should go to Walmart and get a silly Christmas shirt.
I was thinking we could get cute Christmas pajamas.
It is 3 days before Christmas. We are not going to find that. Shattered dreams for April.
Well, now I got to go back to the fucking mall, so.
Woo! April loves the mall, and more importantly, she loves the mall before Christmas.
Should have listened to that old lady who told me that the other dress was better, who tried to talk me out of my purchase.
You should ask her to listen to the show.
This old lady checking me out at the register was like, oh, this dress is so cute. You should get this one over this one because I chose two. And I was like, no, I think I like the other one. And she was like, no, that other one's better. Like, she just straight up told me that the other one was better.
And then she spit in April's face.
She basically was like, this one looks like it's for an old lady. This is much younger. This one's for you. And I was like, no, I like the old lady one, I guess. Then I brought it home and now I don't like it.
So. To be fair, you are like very old lady style.
I am. I'm very like, if I like to go out, I want to wear a dress with tights usually, like Zooey Deschanel and New Girl.
And to be fair, if people have never seen you, you are 50 years old.
I am 50.
Yes. I go for a much older woman.
I am 31. You're not going to rate that match?
I think we both said A.
No, we didn't say
anything. We didn't say anything? What would you rate that match?
I will rate it an A.
I will also rate it an A.
We said this already.
I think so, right?
Nope. We didn't. That's why I'm saying it. We didn't say anything. You are the worst about asking the grades.
You know what? I just imagine Braun as an elf and everything else went away from my mind.
Yeah. I feel like he has dressed up as elf.
He totally has.
I'm gonna look it up.
But like, there wasn't any of that this time, and I don't think there'll be any on Raw. Any Santa skits? Then we get this is about the time April just went upstairs. She was over.
Oh, I was so tired. I was so sleepy.
We get Bailey versus Dana Brooke. They're really trying to push Dana Brooke.
They really are.
She just signed another contract.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh, because of Batista?
Yes.
It was a Dana Brooke match.
She's not the best. Why? Why do you say that?
Well, she's not the best. She's not like an amazing talent.
I don't think she's that horrible.
No, she's not horrible, but it's just not.
And I feel like when she was on it more, like in the beginning when she got brought up, they were like using her a lot.
That's the thing. They need to get her in the ring more.
He totally has been. I found it.
Can you send it to me so we can use it as the art for this show? Thank you. But Bailey wins a match, beats Dana Brooke.
Yep.
Then we get, they didn't even like beat Dana Brooke down. Just Sasha and Bailey were like yelling at Dana Brooke.
Yeah, it was weird. They were almost like just being like bitches.
It was so cool. I like that so much more than them just beating her up. They were like, "You'll never get this title. You suck." Blah 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 blah. And then April's absolute favorite.
Nope. Which we already saw her in the back. Remember? They did like a promo. Or not like a promo, but like a little snippet, like, oh, to come.
Because she was in the back with her daughter. Oh, my God.
I was taught to never give up because I was in the Marines. Fuck off.
I told April, when I think of Lacey Evans, I think of like a crazy old Southern woman. Get off my lawn.
I just think of
I was in the Marines.
I cannot stand people who try to be like, I'm better than you because I've been through so much trauma and I went to the army and I'm this and I'm that. Like, okay, everybody deals with something, lady. You're not the only fucking person who's dealt with something bad in your life. Calm the fuck down.
We love our servicemen.
I have respect for people that do that, but I don't like when people use it as a like.
You know who always does that? It's Cliff. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
I didn't even know Cliff was in the army.
He was in the Marines.
Oh shit!
Yeah. See, that's why he's a big.
I don't like people who bitch try face to. Fan. It's good for her character to turn into a good person because she needs it. I've listened to her do an interview and it's like she thinks she's so much better than everyone because she's done it. And I'm like, okay, be humble.
She's the worst.
She just likes to be like.
Was it the Lillian Garcia podcast?
Yes. And she's like, I did this and I did that and I went through this and I just can't believe that I did this. And I'm like, ugh, like not even like she's just annoying. She's so irritating. I cannot stand her.
Do you still listen to that podcast?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't handle Lillian Garcia. She's very annoying.
I can't believe how quickly the crowd flipped.
Oh, they love her. You know why? It's totally the Marine thing.
It's so crazy. Don't talk about my daughter.
Yeah.
So you went upstairs for this match.
So. No, I saw the Lacey Evans. Oh, no.
No, you. Yeah, no, you like walked away.
I walked away. I couldn't. I meant I saw the Dana Brooke. I just saw her walk out.
What would you rate that Dana Brooke match?
It was whatever. It was like a C.
Yeah. C minus. So, yeah. Lacey Evans comes down to save the day and says, why don't you put your money where your mouth is?
I was always taught to fight bullies.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Bitch, you're a bully.
It's the worst. I like both of these Braun Strowman pictures. So then we get a Sasha Lacey Evans match. The most notable thing about this match is it ends up on the outside. They both can count it out. But Sasha's like in Lacey Evans's daughter's face.
Oh, I wish I would have seen that.
And her daughter's like barking like a dog and like trying to like swat at Sasha. It was very weird.
Also, her daughter's violent. Cool.
Her daughter's probably a psychopath.
She probably taught her daughter to be violent.
I taught my daughter to be violent.
No, she didn't. But she probably is just like, oh, I mean, my God. I cannot handle Lacey Evans. And then I was just thinking about the podcast, too. And she's like, I just wanted to be a great wife and a great mother. And I do both. And I'm this. And I went to the WWE tryout with no makeup on. And all the other girls had makeup on. And I made it. And I'm like, who are you? You're not cool.
Who gives a fuck? Charlotte never wears makeup anymore.
Right? Ronda Rousey barely wore makeup, and when she did, it was so weird.
I saw a picture of Charlotte on with whatever the fuck his name is. Like
Andrade?
Yeah, just like out, and she had no makeup on. Still wearing no makeup.
Good for her.
Cover that face up.
No. Her skin is really clear. I wish I could like always wear no makeup, but my face is like kind of red. Asian. That's the Asian.
So, yeah, that was fucking whatever.
So you said it was great. That was an A, right?
Yeah. Is it even a match?
I don't think so.
No. And they both got counted out. I refused to grade it.
Okay.
Well, then we get the main event. Daniel Bryan and The Miz versus Corbin and Ziggler. Again,
Okay, but are they still trying to make Daniel Bryan and The Miz, like, not friends or friends?
So there was a pretty funny, like, backstage promo where The Miz was like, I still don't like you. And Daniel Bryan was like, well, I don't like you.
See, I saw that.
Yeah. That was, like, before.
Okay, because I was like, I'm pretty sure I saw that.
What? All cracky.
Cracky.
That was a pretty funny promo.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan is just funny. Naturally funny.
He is.
Yeah.
Because I listen to the Bellas podcast.
Has he been on?
Yeah, he's been on lately. And
are they doing Bella Brains?
They just did a podcast, which I was really surprised about. And they had a guest speaker, and it was basically him and Bree did the podcast, and it was a person like that's really conscious about the environment. It was like that chick had a podcast and she has a documentary. Huh. And all they did was talk about like global warming and like all that shit. And I was like kind of surprised because I don't know why I thought Nikki Bella was like not. I kind of assumed that the Bellas voted for Trump was how my mind went.
Really?
Especially Nikki, but it doesn't sound like it now. Now that like I've listened to it more and more and kind of I guess know their quote unquote personalities more, it sounds like they're very against.
Well, it's hard to like as you just figure rich people in general.
Bigger people that have a lot of money, but they were answering a bunch of questions about like how to start like being environmentally friendly and like all that stuff. So he was like super featured in the last one. Mm-hmm. And they did Bella Brains, which is my favorite.
My favorite as well. This match was nothing notable happened.
Oh.
Back and forth. Daniel Bryan and Miz both did like stereo yes kicks.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can really see how bad the Miz's kicks are. Daniel Bryan and Miz won. Lights go out.
They're obviously trying to make Daniel Bryan their guy, right?
I fucking sincerely hope so.
That's the only choice they have. No one else is a good enough face. That's why they had to...
Excuse me?
What?
There is a leukemia survivor that would like to have some words with you.
Who?
Roman Reigns.
Oh, fuck. Is Reigns on SmackDown?
Yeah.
He wasn't even on the show.
He's still reeling from the dog food. So Cliff sent me this, like...
I forgot.
This lame, like, WrestleMania fantasy lineup.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, which is not going to happen. Punk's not going to wrestle again.
No.
Especially not...
Not Seth Rollins.
Me. Yeah.
I feel like he has some higher standards than that. Come on.
It might be a good match, but who really cares? Cena versus...
No, I think it'd be a good match, but I don't think he would come back to... do that
for like a,
I feel like he'd face like Daniel Bryan.
Oh, that was a really good match. That was at Over the Edge.
I don't remember.
You were still in your first apartment at Whitney Ranch.
So then I wasn't watching wrestling. No, like
I hadn't gotten you to watch yet.
Nope.
Cena versus Velveteen Dream should be whatever. Sasha versus Bayley, which makes sense. Brock versus Kevin Owens. AJ Styles versus Edge. Edge has been cleared to come back and has signed a contract to wrestle.
The guy that literally had a permanent injury. Like Paige.
I'm shaking my head, yes. Becky versus Ronda. And then in this fantasy booking, Rey Mysterio still has the U.S. title. And a six-man match... Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Andrade, and that Australian guy.
Buddy Murphy?
Thank you. And then for the SmackDown title, Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns.
Damn. No Aleister Black in there, huh?
No Aleister Black. Not the dude from UFC. He's not in there.
Kane Velasquez?
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot missing.
But I don't understand what this is about. This is just a fake thing. A
fantasy list like somebody put together.
Okay, but obviously, I mean, CM Punk is not coming back,
no,
right?
No. And Roman Reigns should not be in the world title picture.
Oh, he's always going to be. They love him.
It does beg the question, where does he go after losing to Corbin? So many times.
Why do they love Corbin so much?
He is a hateable guy. Anybody named Thomas?
Anybody whose real name is Thomas. Yeah, I don't know. When is WrestleMania? April? Yep. Yeah, because it's always around your birthday.
Yeah, we got the Rumble coming up.
It's always around your birthday. We have the Rumble. We don't have a WWE subscription anymore.
I'm sure they'll offer a free...
You think Andy's going to be mad?
Oh, shit.
We got to tell him.
We do. Way to go.
I didn't want to pay for it anymore.
We'll see if he listens. Only thing we use it for is pay-per-views.
Yeah, and now that we have that thing to watch it on, which we won't say.
Illegal.
It's our secret.
We're going to jail.
But overall, did you want to overall rate SmackDown?
Sure. C.
I'll say C from what I saw. I just didn't see the last few things, but I was too tired. I was too sleepy from work.
Okay. I got a question for you.
What?
What is your wildest prediction for wrestling for the year 2020?
I don't know what that means.
So I see... Before the end of 2020, Cody Rhodes getting the AEW World Champion, even though they have said he cannot have another shot.
That's the wildest, huh?
That's the craziest thing I could think of.
Is it like craziest like it can happen or craziest like...
I'll let you decide. I also think and on WWE that Otis and Mandy will have a pregnancy storyline in the year 2020.
I don't know. So is it supposed to be like Ronda Rousey is supposed to make a comeback?
Sure. It could be like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think she'll be back at the Royal Rumble?
When's the Royal Rumble?
January.
Oh, no.
No?
That'd be really soon.
She's been gone since April.
Yeah. They can come out one by one. Okay, yeah, I guess I'll say that. I don't really know what else. And then maybe for AEW, yeah, I'll say that Moxley will have the title. It'll be a title change. I don't think Jericho will keep it this whole time.
We'll see at the end of next year who was right and who's wrong.
Oh, geez.
Any departing words?
No.
Last podcast of the year for you.
Is it? Bye.
You want people to find you? They can't find you. You have no social media. For April, for Steve, make sure to like and subscribe. Remember, Frank and Steiner presents sports related podcast. Frank and Culture presents all the nerd stuff.
And our movie podcast.
And the movie podcast, which is very nerdy.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I don't think it's that nerdy.